You're listening to SBS News.
It's been all over the news that St Basil's Home for the Aged in Melbourne has been charged by WorkSafe Victoria. WorkSafe alleged St Basil's failed to uphold safety standards after a worker tested positive to COVID-19 2 years ago. 96 residents and staff were ultimately infected in the outbreak and 45 residents died. Professor Joseph Ibrahim from the Health Law and Ageing Research Centre at Monash University says the charges St Basil's is facing have a particular focus.
They focus primarily on the provision and use of personal protective equipment. So they were very, very narrow in what they looked at and very specific.
Narrow or not, the case of St Basil's has once again thrown a spotlight on a troubled aged care sector. When COVID-19 arrived in Australia, the country appeared at first to be setting a benchmark on how to handle a pandemic. Case numbers were reasonably low, and so was the death rate. But that image quickly faded, and it was older Australians who bore the brunt, especially in aged care, as Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, admitted in February 2022. 84%
were in people over the age of 70, and 24% over the age of 90. It is extremely rare for young people to die from this illness. But I think we need to consider the actual facts of this. There have been many deaths in aged care.
Professor Ibrahim says as cases started to mount in residential aged care facilities, it was evident that there was no clear plan to manage outbreaks.
The preparation of the aged care sector as a whole back in 2020 was suboptimal. And people were not trained, and we didn't have infection control procedures that were strictly adhered to for many years prior. And we know that from the outbreaks of influenza, gastroenteritis, and we know there had been problems in the sector before.
The number of COVID deaths in aged care eventually led to multiple Senate hearings, where the then responsible Federal Minister Richard Colbeck faced questions over claims the coalition government had bungled the vaccination rollout to workers and residents.
Senator Colbeck, I'm asking you, when will you know how many workers in aged care have been vaccinated? It is an important question.
It is an important question.
You are responsible. 84% of patient zero in the last outbreak in Victoria, in the last aged care outbreak, were from staff.
In the case of aged care homes where the COVID death toll was especially high, there were also at least two coronial inquiries, which SBS reported on in November 2021.
The inquest began with the names and faces of those who died shown to the court. One by one, 50 names were read as a sign of respect.
And the inquiries may not be over yet. WorkSafe Victoria has released a statement saying they have a number of other investigations that are ongoing relating to the control of COVID-19 in workplaces, which means St Basil's may not be the only facility that's alleged to have had their pandemic response terribly wrong and could face future charges. COVID still remains an issue in aged care, according to Paul Sadler from the Australian Aged and Community Care Providers Association.
We've had this year alone 1,964 deaths from COVID in residential aged care. The latest statistics are quite striking. 96% of aged care homes across Australia have now experienced at least one outbreak.
He says there are still a significant number of residents who are not up to date with their vaccinations.
As at the 3rd of July, 65.7% of the eligible population of residents had received their fourth dose. But that still means we've got around 35% who haven't. So we've got a way to go.
Paul Sadler says aged care providers have been trying to cope with funding cuts imposed by the last government.
the federal government withdrew the funding for prevention of COVID back in the middle of 2021. So we've been asking the ALP government to look at reinstating funding support for aged care services to prevent COVID coming in.
And he says COVID has not helped address ongoing staff shortages.
We now have an annual shortfall of 35,000 people, staff that are needed to be recruited, which on the current basis we're not managing to meet. And we have the federal government that has made commitments to increase staffing levels in aged care, which means we need anywhere between 8,000 on CEDA's estimates and up to 20,000 on our estimates, additional staff on top of the 35,000 annual shortfall.
The Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission is supposed to oversee the compliance of aged care providers with COVID protocols and basic quality of care and life for residents. But Professor Ibrahim says it cannot be all things to all people in the middle of a pandemic.
The regulator shouldn't have a role in it because they're the regulator. They're not meant to be the first responder for a pandemic. And so this was the other question that was raised, is why were they, in a sense, the first responder for the pandemic when they hadn't, they weren't designed for it, didn't have the staff for it, and I don't think we're ever equipped to manage it.
He says there are ongoing problems with how information on staffing, deaths and other matters is even collected.
The way that information is delivered, I think, always tips the balance in the favour of the government or the department and makes it look like things are under control, but you're never sure because you don't have the detail. And so when you try to contest or argue it, it's actually quite difficult because you don't have access to the data, so you can't, all you can do is speculate.
For so many relatives of aged care residents, the central issue remains making sure their loved ones are properly cared for and are protected against COVID-19 outbreaks. Christine Golding is the daughter of one of the residents who died from COVID at St Basil's and spoke to SBS News at the time of the first inquest. She says she just wants closure about what has happened.
I wanted the true story told about what happened at St Basil's, what happened to our loved ones, the suffering, the neglect that they experienced. So I want the truth to be told.
Deborah Grook, SBS News.